Proclamation number 6304 of 6th of July, 1955. Love and faith power. The union with me is the aim you should achieve on earth. You became unhappy when you separated from me and can be blissfully happy again if you return to me. Thus long for my presence and do everything to be close to me again. That you change to love, because only love can unite with me again. If only you knew how powerful you can be on earth already if you establish unity with me through a life of love. Yet this is not believable to you, that you are able to accomplish everything because you no longer know any weakness or darkness in your union with me, because you can make unlimited use of the strength from me and therefore nothing is impossible for you anymore. People chase after aims which would appear completely worthless to them if they were able to work from within themselves in full possession of strength and light and only recognize every weakness and limitation as a sign of distance from God. Nothing earthly material would appear so appealing to them because through their union with me they would also have insight into the spiritual kingdom and only long for it with all their senses. But they would also master everything earthly and be able to enfold powers for the blessing of their fellow human beings, which can certainly be confirmed but not requested by their fellow human beings as long as they have not united with me themselves through love. For it is my divine strength of love which is at the disposal of those who have intimately united with me through loving activity. Yet no human being on earth puts it to the test. No human being makes use of the strength which now flows to him without restriction after he first shapes himself completely into love and then applies the strength in firm faith in my word. People are so weak in faith and thereby prevent the effect of my strength of love, but they could convince themselves of it at any time. Which, however, is only possible if heart and intellect seek me, if their thinking, acting and will consciously draw benefit from the intimate bond with me. If the human being therefore does not wait until I take effect but becomes active himself in order to prove the strength of God working in him, my spirit within him ensures that he does not misuse this strength, which guides and warns or impels his thoughts correctly. Always provided that the human being is willing to utilize the unlimited strength flowing to him from me and thus, as it were, to glorify me in my name through it, so that people will learn to believe and then likewise strive towards me of their own accord. You once came forth from me full of strength and light, and you are entitled to light and strength in all fullness again if you have discarded imperfection and voluntarily unite with me again. And you can already reach this state on earth, thus you can also then work as a divine being which is not subject to any limitation of strength and light. You can and should only believe that I do not set limits to your abundance of strength and light, but that you yourselves do not go beyond the limitation of imperfection, even though you are able to do so. And you should believe that it is my will when you request my strength without limitation and that I always give you my blessing when it is your will to glorify my name and to serve your neighbor. You should express the strength of love because this also contributes towards the redemption of erring souls. Amen.